We go through life, and I'm telling you, we face many things, but I'm telling you, we're going to read here in a minute. Father said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. And see, when you come into the presence of the Almighty God consistently, every day, every evening, every morning, every night, I'm telling you, you get to know him. You take him at his word. You'll know his word never returns empty or void of promise. Whoo! All his promises in him are what? Yes and amen to the glory of God. Excuse me. For thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, let not your prophets and your diviners, soothsayers, however you want to say it, that be in the midst of you deceive you, neither hearken to your dreams which ye cause to be dreamed. For they prophesy falsely unto you in my name. I have not sent them, saith the Lord. For thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word towards you, in causing you to return to this place. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. How many of us have heard this before? God done that because he's trying to show you something. God wants to show you something. He'll show you in his word. All you got to do is read it and spend time. But see, if you know God and you spend time with him, you'll know. God can't be good and evil. See, that'd be your conscience telling, because you know when you went on there and you told that lie to try to make more money and try to deceive somebody. See, that's your conscience telling you you were wrong. That's your conscience. God ain't got to show you that. You know you were wrong. Because if you didn't think you were wrong, guess what? You wouldn't dip and dodge and try to hide around and try to sneak around and try to do it. Amen? Amen? That's right. Praise God. I'm going to get sidetracked. Praise God. He said, then you shall call upon me and you shall go and pray unto me. Then you shall call upon me and ye shall go and pray unto me. Then ye shall call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me. So that tell me somebody's spending time. He telling, he's calling you. Come talk to me. Come fellowship with me. Come spend time. I got the answer. The God who created heaven and earth has all the answers right there in his hand. No good thing will he withhold from us that walk up right before him. You know, even when you miss it, 1 John 1:9 says it right here. If you confess your sin, he's faithful and just to forgive you and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. So when you miss it, just go back and get it right. It's just that easy. God ain't here to beat you up. He ain't here to condemn you. He sent his son Jesus to redeem us. He's not a condemning God. He's a saving God. But see, when we get to spend time with him, we'll know that. We'll know that when we spend time with him. Amen? Know your God. Know who he is. Glory to God. Then you shall call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. I will hear you. I will hear you. And if God hears you, you don't think he's going to answer you, do you? I know he will. I ain't got to think that. I know he will. Praise God, but when we get in his presence, just seeking him, spending time with him, I'm telling you, whoo, the things that he has for us. Praise God. You know, he said it pays great dividends when we spend time with him on a consistent basis and not just in and out to find out his plan he has for us in life. This causes us to go higher in the things of God. Not only do we walk in the blessing, but we can be a blessing as we go as well. That's what it tells us in Galatians. We're blessed to be a blessing. Amen. That's what we are. We're blessed to be a blessing. This pleases our Father, and He deserves all honor and all glory and all praise. Hallelujah. Turn with me to Acts chapter 16. Is it helping anybody? Praise God. I pray it is. Spending time with the Father on a consistent basis, getting to know Him. And this is going to be from the New Living Translation, if you have it. If you don't, you can just kind of follow along as I read it. Acts chapter 16, start with verse 25. It says, tell you what, I'm gonna start with verse 16. It said, one day, as we were going down to the place of prayer, we met a slave girl who had a spirit of that enabled her to tell the future. She earned a lot of money for her masters by telling fortunes. She followed Paul and the rest of us, shouting, "These men are servants of the Most High God, and they have come to tell you how to be saved." This went on day and night until Paul got so exasperated that he turned and said to the demon within her. He didn't say it to her. He said to the demon within her, he said, "I command you in the name of Jesus Christ, come out of her." And instantly it left her. Her master's hopes of wealth were now shattered. So they grabbed Paul and Silas and dragged them before the authorities at the marketplace. The whole city is in an uproar because of these Jews. They shouted to the city officials, "They are teaching customs that are illegal for us Romans to practice." See, they're telling lies. That's what they're doing. They're telling lies on Paul and Silas. He said, "A mob quickly formed against Paul and Silas, and the city officials ordered them to stripped and beaten with wooden rods. They were severely beaten, and then they were thrown into prison. The jailer was ordered to make sure they didn't escape. So the jailer put them in the inner dungeon and clamped their feet in stocks." Around midnight, you'll find out, you know, when you're at your home, in your quiet place, around midnight, everything gets kind of quiet and settled. Even on the outside, everything, that's your quiet time. You know, I find out, me myself personally, I wake up 2:30, 3 o'clock. Well, the Lord wakes me up at 2:30, 3 in the morning. That's my quiet time. All my kids sleep. So guess what? I can spend time with the Father. Nobody but me and Him. I drink my coffee. I get in there and I do what I do and just spend time with Him. You know, I don't know where He takes me. I just open up my Bible, I read. I don't know where He takes me. But, you know, I used to try to memorize Scripture. That's what I used to do. I used to try to memorize Scripture.